Okay, folks, let's go over the worksheet, the convertible securities worksheet. Now, after dealing with net present value, discounted cash flows, all the other calculations, some of the other calculations we did, this is going to look pretty darn straightforward, and I hope you don't have any problem with it. A convertible bond, number one, has a $1,000 face value, par value, principal value. It's always $1,000, folks. Well, not really, but we'll always use $1,000. There are a few bonds that are $5,000, $10,000 increments, but virtually all bonds are in $1,000 pieces, as they're sometimes called. has a convertible bond has $1,000 face value and a conversion ratio of 50 shares of common stock for each convertible bond. Okay, what's the conversion price? Well, if the conversion price is equal to, and there are the formulas below, the bond's par value divided by the conversion ratio, well then, $1,000 face value, par value, divided by 50 shares means that the conversion price is $20. That's when it would make sense for you to convert the shares, the bond into 50 shares of common stock. Number two. A convertible bond has $1,000 face value, par value, and a conversion price of $25 per share of common stock. What is the conversion ratio? Well, it's the same formula inverted. The conversion ratio is equal to the bond's par value divided by the price, the conversion price. So that's $1,000 divided by $25 means you'll get 40 shares for every bond. Okay? Now, problem number three has two calculations. A convertible bond has $1,000 face value, and it's selling for $1,300. Okay, so it's selling at a premium. Has a conversion ratio of 40 shares of common stock for each convertible bond. If the stock price is currently selling at $30, what is the conversion value, and what is the conversion premium? Okay, well, conversion value and conversion premium formulas are right below. The conversion value is the price of the stock times the conversion ratio. Okay? Well, if there is a stock price of $30 and you can convert into 40 shares, that's price of the stock times the conversion ratio, $30 times 40 shares per bond equals $1,200 of conversion value. You understand? But the bond is currently selling at $1,300. So there's some conversion premium there. And that's equal to the market price of the convertible bond minus the conversion value. So we calculated the conversion value of $1,200. The market price is $1,300. $1,300 minus $1,200 is $100 of conversion premium. What do you think, huh? Piece of cake.